Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. And what about, this is a unique opportunity to talk to, I feel like, a lender, you know, when I'm not actually seeking a loan, but do you have any tips for people? Maybe I'm a business person, maybe I'm the CEO, and I'm actually interested in getting a loan from Clearinghouse or another. What sort of tips or advice do you have for actually from the bank, or not the bank, the lender's perspective of, you know, what do you recommend that CEOs do? What are some of the biggest oversights that they make that you could help, if you could talk to them and say, hey, just do this and you'll have a better chance?
Yeah, Ryan, that's a really good question. And I appreciate you asking it. Well, one of the things is any loan that anyone applies for, whether it's to a CDFI or a bank or a credit union, you know, there is just a lot of paperwork. It is a paper chase, and you are going to be asked for a lot of information. And that's the way the underwriters who, I tell my underwriters, I said, you guys are detectives. Your job is to find out everything you can about this business, this borrower. You know, you need to find out good, bad, or indifferent information, and you need to put it together, and that's going to help us make a credit decision. So when we get a borrower that says, we say, hey, here's a list of what you need to get us, and it might be, you know, tax returns and financial projections and, you know, a list of your current employees and, you know, marketing material, et cetera, tax returns, you name it. And part of it comes in, you know, we get a little bit at a time. That's not a good sign. I think there's a high correlation between people that can't get you the information you ask for in a loan application and people who will have a hard time making a payment. So what I like when somebody comes to us and says, hey, Clearinghouse CDFI, we need a loan. And we say, all right, here's the stuff you need to give us. And guess what? We get a package back and everything's there. Why? That's number one, you've made the underwriter's job a lot easier. Number two, you've told us that you're serious and you have the ability to organize and manage things. And I'll tell you, a lot of small businesses fail because they are doing too much and they you know, they're over their heads. So that's one thing, Ryan. I think the other thing that I always find interesting is, you know, people will say, you know, Doug, can I meet with you? I want to talk to you about my new project. And, you know, I always try to take meetings and return phone calls. That's part of my personal, you know, sometimes it's a challenge, but I try to. And I'll, you know, I'll meet with someone and they'll spend 20 minutes showing me pictures of their building and how they're going to do it and how great it's going to be and where the window is going to be and where the counter is and that. And it really doesn't matter if the numbers don't add up. And so I often tell, you know, folks is that, you know, I trust that your building is going to look pretty, your plan's great, but let's really look at your numbers. You know, how much revenue are you going to have coming in? What are your expenses? Have you provided for paying taxes and all the other expenses? And let's really focus on your numbers because that's ultimately what's going to drive it. Now, we might all fall in love with a project and we always want to know that, but it's going to really come down to, you know, often the numbers. And I think sometimes borrowers make the mistake of falling in love with their idea and not spending enough time looking at their numbers.
I would second that. It sounds like it all started, you got to be a profitable business to even have a chance, or not profitable, sorry. You have to be a somewhat organized financially to even have a chance at a loan. And then there are some extras that you look for, but if the numbers are not there or they're a mess, then it's sort of a non-starter. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have loans in our pipeline that we think are good and we really like and we would do. We can't get the borrowers to get us basic information and it ends up falling out of the pipeline. And, you know, sometimes the borrower will come back and say, well, hey, how come you guys didn't do my loan? You know, I can't believe Clearinghouse didn't do my loan. It's like, no, you didn't do your loan because you didn't get us what we asked for. And, you know, that doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen sometimes. So it is just really important to be organized and get all the information in that you can. And then the other thing is, you know, if you've got something that's bad, don't try to hide it. You know, if you had a bankruptcy 3 years ago, don't not mention it. We're going to find out, and it's going to look worse. So, you know, you want to just disclose everything. And if you know, you had a business, you know, 5 years ago that completely failed, no sense in not talking about it. Maybe you learned a lot of lessons from it. We would rather have someone be upfront, tell us about that. And in that way, we have developed a relationship of trust early on in the underwriting process.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so in our service areas, California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.